This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. There is this marvelous time of transition between seasons, the spring to summer, the summer to fall, fall to winter, or like right now, winter to spring. Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you live in the borderlands of Arizona, Sonora, what biome you occupy. Great pickup line, you know, ecologists and biologists in a bar. What's your biome? Okay. But right now, where Ms. Mesquite and I live, just shy of 5,000 feet in a very scruffy mimosa mesquite grassland, and along the Ojalote, that marvelous riparian corridor, it is definitely the winter spring trickster season. Days are warm, nights are chilly. In the evening, we debate a fire in the stove, and many times it's a fire with the front door wide open. Definitely small fires in the morning. Though, isn't it funny how we adjust over a season? I mean, this time in the winter, right now, you know, it could be 20 degrees in the morning, but I'm outside in my underwear. And thinking, well, it's a pretty chilly morning. Now maybe I'll build a fire. But, you know, if it was October and it was 20 degrees in the morning, I'd probably have on long underwear, down vest, and have a fire already roaring in the stove. Anyway, okay, I'm rambling here. So I love these days between seasons. It is winter. It is spring. What's going on, you know? I'm sure indigenous people had names for these crazy times. I wasn't paying attention at the commune, so I don't know. Okay, but here comes spring. I'm going to have a hard time not chopping wood, not building fires, but here comes spring. Hey, on a recent trip to nearby woodlands, let me give it a biome name, an excursion to a Madrean evergreen woodland. Isn't that beautiful? Madrean evergreen woodland. These woodlands that come out of Mexico up into these borderlands of Arizona here. I mean, if you go a little further south, the species might change to the pine, of the oak, of the juniper maybe, but it's still a Madrean evergreen woodland. Anyway, so Ms. Mesquite and I love to park our truck and wander on foot, you know, binoculars, camera, snacks, water, and sometimes stopping to ponder plants, glass, a bird. And on this day, we were up in those hills. We were studying a rocky ridge, a shrubby tumi oaks, palmer agaves, dormant grasses. Gosh, I love tumi oaks. Their Quercus tumii. Quercus is Latin for oak. Tumii, that honors James Tumi, a botanist. He actually was a botanist at the University of Arizona back 1800s, 1890s, early 1900s, and ended up being the dean of Yale School of Forestry. Okay, now you know. I love this. I love this oak. Sometimes it's a tiny tree, 9 foot, 10 foot tree, 8 by 8 foot shrub. A 2 to 3 foot windswept bush on an exposed rocky ridge. Oh my gosh, I love this oak. I said that 4 times now. Okay, and I thought I was sort, you know, really no longer in the plant business, no longer in horticulture, but I have tumi oak seedlings in our greenhouse. Sad? I don't know, but I love them. I love this oak. Is that 5 or 6 times that I've said that? This oak is only found in the borderlands, Arizona, New Mexico, Sonora, Chihuahua. Most of the oaks, if you look at a distribution map, most of it's in southeastern Arizona. How's that for being cool? It's very cool. I love excursions into the Madrean evergreen woodland. See you out there? I hope so. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.